Welcome to Miracle Moment. This is the new mommy season that will absolutely rock your world, up-level your mama game, and skyrocket your business. I'm your host, Ray Ireland, and brand new mama. Like every new mama out there, I enjoyed those quiet, precious moments of those first few months. But after that, there was this stirring in my heart to lean back into business and activate my entrepreneurial brain. I went into a business partnership with a financially failing podcast production company and turned it into a multi-six-figure production house with over 65 million downloads in just a few months. It's been a roller coaster, and I've learned some unforgettable lessons. As a mompreneur, I know how challenging it can be to balance work, family, and self-care and still see the everyday miracles. So each week, I'll share stories of women who have defied the odds to pursue their dreams of motherhood while also building successful businesses. This show will open your eyes so you can see the miracles around you. With more awareness, more miracles will show up. Light a fire in your soul, mamas. You deserve it. So we have a special guest here today. I had to bring on my boo thing, Mr. Shoebox Moses, Sammy T. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me to your closet, the quietest place in our house.
Yeah, we are currently sitting in the closet because we got baby, we got grandparents. It's a whole thing. Of course, we have a beautiful production studio downstairs. I have my office, but sometimes the best place is in the closet.
And you have a nice closet, let's be honest. You have a nice one.
It's true. It's very true. So anyways, let's get to the juice. I wanted to bring Sammy on to have an episode all about the commitment that we made to continue to keep our romance alive and how this has also reflected in maybe some of the same things that we've done in our relationship life, also in our business life around keeping the vision alive. So I know this is something that we talk about every day. I just wanted to bring it into the show and bring you into this conversation.
I think for entrepreneurs out there, it's so crucial to have your significant other on board with you and for that relationship to feel so clean, especially from a man standpoint, that when you guys support us and that in the journey of being an entrepreneur, most people and high performers, most people will always say, yes, it was my support of my love that really helped me get through those hard times. And I think for our committed and dedication to staying outside of just work zone, parent zone, and be lovers, first and foremost, has been a really important piece, if not one of the more important pieces to keeping that fire alive. And it's a lot easier said than done.
Totally. And I was laughing as I said the introduction because I wanted to talk about our initial commitment. We were like, we're going to do a date night every week. And I remember parents being like, wow, that's great. And they're like, are you doing it? And we'd be like, yes, totally. And then
a month later, you're like, you never take me on dates.
2 months. We had a good run there. I think we maybe did that for about 4 months.
And then what happened?
And then now we're about a year in. And yeah, that's the question is like, what happened? Like, when did we even stop? I don't even know. And I think like losing sight of these types of commitments happens so easily. It's not that we didn't want to go on dates. It's just that other things came up or we were traveling or we had family in town. So I think there's also a piece to say is like recommitment. And I know that's our current conversation is how can we recommit to romancing each other? How can we recommit to our vision that we have for our lives together and take action on that? Also try not to get too down on the fact that we missed our commitment.
Oh, yes. Such a loaded good question there, honey. I think one of the big pieces of that, what every entrepreneur needs to take away from this, is that it is just like every big accomplishment you're going to have in your company, in your life, in the journey that you take inside any of those places. It's a mindset. Like, we can do this. Like, that was the hardest thing for me is like, finding a babysitter and then one would fail. And then another one would fall through. And it was really our mindset. We're going to do this. We're finding somebody to watch the little tiger and then getting back into that mindset where we know that we can pull this off.
Hey there, fabulous mamapreneurs. I've got something super special for you. Introducing Giggles and Growth, hilarious reflection prompts for the mamapreneur. So just picture this. You're journaling your way through prompts that have you giggling and reflecting like never before. Ever wondered what your business would say if it could talk? Or how about sharing the funniest thing your kids have ever said about your work? But here's the best part. These prompts aren't just about having a good laugh. They're an incredible investment in yourself and your journey as a mompreneur. Taking time for giggles and growth means giving yourself the gift of self-discovery, clarity, and personal growth. As you reflect on these entertaining prompts, you'll gain valuable insights into your business, your role as a mom and as an entrepreneur, and even find hidden gems of wisdom. And the cherry on top? It's absolutely free. No cost, no catch, just a joy-filled opportunity to embrace laughter while empowering yourself. So what are you waiting for? Unleash your laughter and embrace the growth with Giggles and Growth. Click the link in the show notes or visit www.rayireland.com/giggles-and-growth to grab your copy now. Let's make your entrepreneurial journey even more fabulous. Get your Giggles and Growth freebie today, mamas. You deserve it. Yeah, that's true, because we're trying to do something that, just like when we started and we said, we're going to do weekly date nights. I remember just people looking at us like, wow. And that's really the kind of lifestyle I think we aim to have, is one where people look at us and say, wow, like, how are you doing this? How are you traveling musicians, running multi-million dollar companies with a family intact and your love alive? And so that's the vision. And can we expand into an even bigger vision? I don't know. But I think like holding each other accountable to going farther, taking the vision farther than what we think is practical
or is possible. Yeah. There's that practicality and the possibility. Those two things are, they dance in a really fun place together. Mm-hmm. But that's a great question. Like, how do we do it? I think we have to ask ourselves that. And then for people listening, you have to ask yourself that question mm-hmm. from an empowered space. Like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
But not how did you do that? How are you doing this? And how are you staying sane? And not just staying sane, but having fun with it. And I think it always, I always go back to that one thing, like, what's the one thing we can do mm-hmm. that if we do that makes everything else easier or unnecessary and gets us in that mindset? And the one thing that we've loved doing is getting back into music.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. So we had this like revelation come, which was basically like, we come together doing music. Like, that's when our souls are like dancing in the happiest. And we recently got into some singing lessons again. I remember like I did my singing lesson. I was like bawling, so happy to be, like, tears of joy just streaming down my face, so happy to be singing again. And then Sammy did his, and I was playing with Rafa like on the couch watching him, and I was like
bawling because my vocals are so bad.
No, I was so happy. I was like, this is it, this is everything. And I was like getting turned on and like feeling like excited about you, and I was like, wow, this is a really cool energy for us to be in. And oh, of course, that's what we've been missing. We haven't been doing music together. And so this revelation came in of, what if we were to sing together every single morning, set up that practice and do it simple, not just do 30 minutes, like just do three songs. How do we just sing three songs together in the morning, do it as like a devotion of our faith and of our practice, but also as devotion to each other and our romance and our love. And this is week one of us doing it. Tell them how it's going.
Oh, I love it. It's going so good. I did have some edges that I got pushed up on, like with the content that we're singing.
Yeah.
But that's besides the fact that we're doing it. Feels so opening, and for us, we're professional musicians, so we have to do that. But it's crazy how we have instruments everywhere, and I have DJ equipment everywhere, but yet it's some of the last things we turn on when we get busy and lose our identity. And I had that hit again today, that is the one thing that we can do. And that's how important it is, because that's the mindset that we have to keep the romance alive is, we can find those answers. We can find those solutions. And so I'm really proud of us for doing that.
And it can be just like one step away.
Yeah.
Like that feeling of momentum and growing together can be just like one switch, one different habit. And I love, because right before we did this, you texted me, you said, we need to sing because it's 4 PM and we haven't done our singing practice yet. Oops. But, you know, life comes up, and I think like having a teammate that's there to create accountability is super important. And I don't think I would be able to do it without you, babe.
Oh, I know I wouldn't do it without you. I did it for you. So thanks, babes. Love you.
Yeah, love you. So yeah, go find out what that one thing is to create and keep that romance alive with your partner. And then same thing, like if you're feeling bored or dull with your company and your business, like, what is the one thing that can light inspiration in that container as well? And that's a fun, easy little step that you can take right after listening to this. So thanks for tuning in. Sammy, thanks for being on.
Thanks for inviting me to your closet, babe.
Anytime.
Hey, mamas. That's a wrap for another epic episode on Miracle Moment, the new mommy season. Catch me on the internet at Ray Ireland, sharing this wild mompreneur life. And don't forget to check out www.rayireland.com/freebies for all the resources and support while building your soul-aligned business. Are you feeling the miracles coming your way? Stay blessed, ride this miracle vibe all day long, and remember, it's all about the journey. Catch you on the next episode.